Dearly beloved in Christ, greetings you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I appreciate your sincere participation and dedication which you are rendering in this worship. And I appreciate your participation and commitment in all of our church activities. So for today's reading and meditation, the scripture portion is taken from Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 13, verses commencing from 31 through 34. And I would like to speak a parable based on the kingdom of God is told by Jesus Christ. That parable is written from 33 onwards. And we can see two parables in this passage, Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 13, 31 through 34. We can see two parables told by Jesus Christ. But for today's reading and meditation, I would like to take only one parable, and we are going to meditate its meaning and its peculiarities. Verse 33, he told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 30 kilograms of flour until it worked all through the dough. So for today's reading and meditation, a theme has been decided by our church. That is participation in nation building, Christian responsibility. So for through these meditations, we are going to meditations, what are our responsibility towards this nation and towards this society and towards the church community and towards our family. For teaching about the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ used parables because so many ordinary people came and listened his words. So they might not be understood the depth of the kingdom of God and its meaning. So he told them through parables. So he used to reveal the truth of the kingdom of God through parables. So for today's reading, we are going to explore the meaning of the parable of yeast. So we are going to discuss about some features of the kingdom of God through this parable. The first peculiarity of the kingdom of God and the feature of this parable is it is a silent action. It is a silent action. Yeast works in 30 kilogram of flour silently. You know, we can see that he told them still another parable, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed it into about 30 kilograms of flour until it worked all through the dough. So there is an action take place in that particular flour. In that particular flour, there is an action take place. And yeast works in 30 kilograms of flour silently. Flour is leavening flour silently. And it is a qualitative change, but there is no sound. Some actions are made, drastic changes in societies, as well as in the family, and as well as in the heart of individuals. But it might not have sound. When we read Bible, we can see Psalm 19, verse 2. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. So meaningful changes are happening day by day. And nights are coming, and days are coming, and there is no sound. So when we look around us, we can see flowers are blooming and fruits are formed. All these changes, all these transformation are qualitative, but we can't hear any sounds. So the action of yeast, the transformation which made by yeast in this flour, we can't hear even a sound in that, but we can experience the qualitative change which happened there. In our society also, we can see some people. They are helping others, and they are supporting others, and they are praying for others. And nobody knows their in the intervention in the society and in their family, as well as in the heart of their individuals, their influence on the life of others. Because it does not make any sounds. They are not giving publicity among others. And they are doing some qualitative action, but it has no sounds. Parents love and nurture their children, and they are giving, or they are working for their family members. And some of the children, they are caring their parents in a well manner, and parents are loving their children and supporting their life. But nobody knows their actions, but it has its own meaning. The kingdom of God always works silently. We can't see its action, but we can experience that. So some of the people, they separate their valuable time for the church activities and for the expansion of thy kingdom. And they set apart certain time in the midst of their busy schedule for doing some wonderful or meaningful activities for the church and upliftment of church members. Nobody knows that, but it has a meaning. Their action is silent, but it makes a lot of change in the society as well as in the church. Here, yeast transforms the old flour. It is a useful activity, but no sounds. There is a famous proverb we can see. Empty vessels make sounds. Empty vessels make sounds. So people, so many people, they are involving in meaningful activities. Through their meaningful words, through their meaningful deeds, they are trying to transform the old society. But nobody knows. It has no sounds. But it has a qualitative transformation. It makes a lot. And also in Bible we can see, be still and know that I am God. So we can see the presence of God through personal meditation. Bible teaches us that be still and know that I am God. Through silence, we can experience the presence of God. So you are busy with your day-to-day life schedule, but in the midst of your busy schedule, if you are ready to meditate His word, or if you are ready to lead a personal meditation, you can understand the presence of God in the midst of your life. So the kingdom of God works invisibly. It affects evident to all. And yeast does its job silently, slowly, secretly. The work of grace is also like that. The work of grace in the kingdom of God in our hearts is also silent. We can't see God's grace, but we can experience that. We can't see the kingdom of God, but we can experience its changes. It's a qualitative action, but no sound. Not some of the people, they are doing good things, but they are not giving publicity. They are praying for others and helping others and supporting others and loving others and doing a sincere life and a commitment life for the betterment of others. But nobody knows. But their qualitative action can make a transformation in their family as well as in the society. So therefore, I told you that it's a silent action, but it can change, a drastic change and a transformation among people as well as in the society. Secondly, it has an internal life. When we study this parable, we can see that there is an internal life is there, because yeast is a microorganism. Why does this qualitative transformation happens in that flower? Because there is an internal life. Yeast is a microorganism who transforms that whole flower. So when milk turns into curd, we can also see that when by using microscopy we can check that, and we can find that there are bacterial colonies are formed. Through these bacteria's actions and works, the old milk turns into curd. So there is an internal life, but we can't see that. So yeast is a microorganism which works in that flour. Milk turns into curd due to the work of bacterial colonies. The kingdom of God also exerts its influence from within, not without. There is an internal action take place, not an action from outside. So internal change should be happen in a human being to do a meaningful life on this earth and in their family as well as in their society. If there is no internal change, a human being cannot transform his society and his family. You know, when we go through the characters of this Bible, we can see John the Baptist. He filled with Holy Spirit, and also he raised his voice against the king, and he warned the people about judgment, and he preached the message of repentance, and he called the people, that's the brood of vipers. You know what a usage he used to preach the message of repentance? And how was it possible? Because he had been driven by the power of Holy Spirit. If you have internal life, you can change your family. If you have internal life, you can influence others. If you have an internal life, you can realize what are good, what are evil in your life. So we need an internal life to change this society. Some people in these days, they are leading life mechanically. And their words are mechanical words. And they are doing certain actions without spirit, so that it can't make any changes. We are speaking mechanically, we are acting mechanically, and we are doing certain actions for the sake of something. That can't make a change in the life of a person, as well as in the society, as well as in family too. So try to do every actions with an internal driven force, so that we can transform the society as well as family. John the Baptist, he did such a meaningful service. He had been driven by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeast transforms the old flour, and that flour turns into a dough. How it is possible? Because it has an internal life. So if you have the power of the Holy Spirit, you can transform the society. If you have the power of the Holy Spirit, you can change your family. And if you have power of the Holy Spirit, you can walk through the along with the Almighty God while realizing what are good, what are evil in your life. So you need an internal driven force. Some of the parents are compelling children that go to church and pray daily. They are compelling, and some grandfathers and grandmothers are compelling children to do so and so. But they won't like to do that because there are no internal driven force. If they have internal driven force, because an exerts a force from inside, that force can change their life. Otherwise, it does not make any transformation. Thirdly, I would like to say, our participation is also needed for the expansion of his kingdom and for the transformation of the society. For the building up of this nation, our participation is also needed. Here in this parable, we can see yeast can be a union with flour unless we mix that. There is 30 kilogram of flour and also some yeast are there. But a woman needed to mix that. Automatically, it does not be mixed. Okay? Because it needs some person to mix it. So some person, they needed to mix that flour and that yeast. Here, a woman needed to mix that flour and that yeast. Need a person to mix it. So, dearly beloved, for the expansion of His kingdom, for the meaningful work of the kingdom of God, for a meaningful transformation, God needs our participation. It will not happen automatically. It will not happen suddenly. If it is happen, God needs your participation. God needs a person to mix it. Not for destroying it by words or through actions, but to mix it for a qualitative transformation, for a meaningful transformation. God always seek our participation for the expansion of thy kingdom. Our hands needed to do certain activities. Our legs needed to walk and roam on this throughout this world to see the feelings and worries of other people. God needs our hearts to show compassion to others. And God needs our hands to do certain works for the expansion of thy kingdom. God needs our wealth to utilize for the expansion of thy kingdom. God needs our talents to use for the expansion of thy kingdom. God is always inviting us to partake in the expansion of thy kingdom. Here, a woman, she mixed that flour and yeast together. That's why a qualitative action happened there. God always inviting us to partake in this kingdom of God and to do our duty in a well manner. So if it is mixed up well, it will be useful for many. So God never looks our ability, He looks our availability. If you are available person for the Almighty God, surely He will utilize you for the expansion of thy kingdom. So let us submit ourselves before the mighty hand. Clay in the potter's hand. God can transform our life. God can use our life. We must be a flexible person in the hand of our Almighty God. Fourth, I would like to say another thought from this parable, that we the Christians are yeast of the world. That is the fourth thought. We the Christians are east of the world. So even though we are minority, we can influence on others. We can see that in some of the areas, especially in colleges, school, and in various firms, we may be the minority person, minority people, but we can influence on others. Here east, it's very little quantity it has, but it transforms the old flower. So even though we are minority, we can influence others as like yeast leaven the flour. Almighty God mixed us in this world with others. God sent you to various part of the world to do His duty. So you are the Christian who mixed by the Almighty God in various part of the world to do meaningful activities, to partake meaningful activities. And after the preparing the flour and yeast, the woman, and she will come to check it, whether it leavened or not. If it is not, that will make some worry in her heart. As like the woman, our Jesus Christ will come again to check us, to inspect us, whether we do our duty or not. God mixed us in different part of the world as Christians, as stewards. So we have the responsibility to do our duty in a meaningful manner and to partake in the expansion of thy kingdom. Jesus will come again and to judge the world in his righteousness and truth. He will examine us and he will check us. So are you ready to stand before him with a diligent heart? So we need to partake the expansion of the kingdom along with him. We the Christians are east of the world. So Jesus will come again to judge the world in righteousness and truth. So are you ready to stand before him in a diligent manner? And a small beginning made a drastic change in all over the world. Jesus Christ started his ministry with 12 men in an obscure corner of the Galilee. Then the Christianity spread all over the world. And we are the members of the Christianity, and we are doing our duty along with the Almighty God in these days, so that we can also transform the family as well as society by gaining the power of Almighty God. A small beginning, but it will slowly increase. 12 men changed and transformed the whole world. So many people, they believed in Christian perspective, Christian beliefs, Christian aspects. They received the Christian aspects and they understood the meaning of the kingdom of God, and they dedicate their life for the Almighty God. So they are changing their families and they are transforming their life situations. They are transforming the whole world by gaining the power of the Almighty God. So Detroit Marthoma Church members, God planted you in this area or in your family to change and to make some transformation. As gospel made some progress in this society, you are the people who called to transform others through your action, through your words, and through your good thoughts. You can also influence on others as like yeast. Let us build up our nation. Let us build our family. Let us build our society. May God bless you all. At this time, I request Mrs. Sabina Chirian.